Good afternoon, I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. State lawmakers are heading back to the Iowa Capitol next week for the 2020 legislative session. It's scheduled to start on Monday. This session will mark the fourth consecutive year with Republicans in control of the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the governor's office. Some of the top topics this year include mental health funding, voting rights for felons, child care, tax policy, Medicaid oversight, and medical cannabis. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says she will not veto legislation allowing hemp to be grown in the state. Noem announced that she won't veto a hemp bill provided it contains four guardrails she provided to lawmakers. Noem made it clear she wants the crop to be tightly regulated, with government agencies providing licenses and inspections. She also wants legislators to come up with a way to pay for the hemp program. The legislature in South Dakota convenes next week. Billionaire Tom Steyer has qualified for next week's Democratic presidential debate in Des Moines. He'll be on stage alongside Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, and Amy Klobuchar. Steyer qualified by hitting polling requirements in South Carolina and Nevada, two of the early voting states. A new poll by Fox News conducted in South Carolina put Steyer at 15%. Another poll in Nevada put him at 12%. In previous early state national polls, Steyer has mostly been in low to mid single digits. The CDC reports widespread flu activity, and Siouxland District Health is seeing an increase in our area. Kristen Bill is the infection preventionist and patient safety officer at Unity Point Health St. Luke's.
We went from about a 17% positive test rate up to a 40% test rate and maintained that for a couple weeks throughout the holidays. And we're sitting about a 33% positive rate this week.
Beal says the hospital's emergency room is busy treating people with the flu, with influenza B being the most common strain. However, RSV has been more severe for people across all age groups. She shares advice on how to prevent the spread of respiratory illness.
Cover your cough. Make sure you're doing great hand hygiene. Singing happy birthday twice is how you know you've washed long enough. If you don't have soap and water readily available, to use that hand sanitizer.
Bill says flu shots help as well, even if it doesn't cover the strain that you might catch.
If it's 40% effective, that means you're 40% more protected than somebody who didn't get it. So you may still get influenza, but it may keep it as a mild enough case to keep you out of the hospital.
Bill says children could be more vulnerable to respiratory illness.
The little kids, their airways are so much smaller that when they get inflammation in those lower lungs, it can cause problems faster and more severe.
Bill says if a child seems to be having any difficulty breathing, seek medical help right away. And the eastern part of the state of Iowa is under winter weather advisories and warnings through tomorrow morning. Some spots in the state could see up to a foot of snow. Get this, yesterday Iowa City saw temperatures in the 60s. This weekend they could get 5 to 8 inches. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. For the latest forecast, let's go to the KCAU 9 Weather Center.